Yeah.
Is that Mad Mag with that sauce? Yeah. Yeah. I just be leveling when they got this money, now I'm golden. They talk on me, but I hear a word what they saying. I just wanna cut this paper, make any moves, I'm just tryna get my pay up, yeah. I on a prize, I'm just living for the moment. I keep it real indigenous, I tell her come on scolding. Coming from the rest, had to deal with all this isolation. Stacking all this bread, yeah. Now they see my son across the nation. Cut the mic on and they hearing me. Nowadays the fans tapped and they don't know I'm experiencing. Sometimes I still got problems with people who be near to me. Drugs help my insecurities, but they don't help them clearing things, yeah. Still ain't trusting nobody, they say they love me in one breath and try to talk about me. Family been depending on me, gotta make sure they eat. Want my faith on a day to day, cause we sure can't see. I graduated and my mama said she proud of me. So many behind me look up to me, I gotta make it. Catch any flights when I'm alone, feel like I can't take it. Out in my zone, strong, got me faded. I just be leveling when they got this money, now I'm golden. They talk on me, but I hear a word what they saying. I just wanna cut this paper, make any moves, I'm just tryna get my pay up, yeah. I on a prize, I'm just living for the moment. I keep it real indigenous, I tell her come on scolding. Coming from the rest, had to deal with all this isolation. Stacking all this bread, now they sing my song across the nation. I've been filming city to city, imagine what I'm making. All this pain, drama, and envy, imagine what I'm facing. When legit started a business, so I see why they hating. Get your own, get on your mission, see all it takes is patience. I'm so blind and famous, that's my occupation, yeah, yeah. No, it ain't no changing in this operation, whoa. I just met your baby, now I'm on a playlist.
What else?
I just met your baby, now I got her naked. When I wrote this, I was walking on the reservation. Now they can't say that we not up in the conversation. Did this all for God and Hill, the one that got it shaky. If you ain't real, you and I are not at all related. I just be leveling when they got this money, now I'm golden. They talk on me, but I hear a word what they saying. I just wanna cut this paper, make any moves, I'm just tryna get my pay up, yeah. I on a prize, I'm just living for the moment. I keep it real indigenous, I tell her come on scolding. Coming from the rest, had to deal with all this isolation. Stacking all this bread, now they sing my song across the nations.
Boxed in, you off the bridle still, you a racehorse. Bartender asking why the long face for. It costs more to stay off course, you paying for it. Little folding of the hands, I can make you poor. Sit faded more, acting like the lazy sword. Others got the jump on you out there taking yours. Your action and your hope is what'll break the door. You've been depressed, say no more. I've been there before. Despair try to fade my torch. Never knew that I should look up to the greatest source. The one who made a sharper style, greatest sword. My metamorphosis so great they had to break the forge. Out the mold, young Mike, hold the wave in the force. Felt kinda strange saying, praise the Lord. Atheist dad, straight face saying, what you take us for? Sister in the back playing, faith no more. Moms didn't hate me for it, like we seen them change before. It's just another phase, wait for it. Catch me on the long cut, no taking shorts. Walking out my purpose, y'all idiocracy not sure. Still feel the drive burning like it's phosphorus on the track, my sport, next record, watch for it.
Rack's poster child sticking to your Howard's print. Crabs in a bucket, get your hands off my lip. Talk for other public, we're not moved by the gossip. Won't be played like a puppet, we the children of the prophets. Huck my knowledge, pay no mind to the comments. I know the covenant and promise. Jail Kionis, scatter for the gathering. Israelites across the atlas. Any bridge we cross it, giving up ain't an option. Winning in a caption, daydreaming by a mansion. Through planning and action, you can decorate your canvas. Energy infectious, can't be chilling with no random. And them go hanging around, cause you're popping like a stripper in Atlanta. With no panties getting gopping from a sugar daddy who can barely hold an erection. Insecure, looking up to secure and designer. Eyes open wide, they treat you different in a beamer. Positive perception intercepts pessimism. That's a deep bar, it came to me during reflection. Spiritual warfare, I've been sharpening my weapon. No weapon formed against the king will ever work. I put in work with the words, word to the work. I'm a lyricist, of course I work with the words. Digging deep like a worm, man's doing like a verb. Light is uncovered, see the thunderous skirt. When you say you love me, is that an action or a verb? Or just another word that you utter and slur to gain favour in my sight, then you up and disappear. When it's time to back your words, I pray your actions there. My brother lost his job, you got employed by the rock. On his J's for the cane, shot and smack on the block. Till you got caught by the cops, now he's sitting in a box. Watching the time tick tock, was it a profit or a loss? Time will tell, I pray you exit your hell. Define yourself, accept yourself. Visualize your wealth and live your best life as well. Prosperity, health, wealth, I speak into your world, yeah. Yo, Canada, what's good, man? South London, man, big up B-side.
Yeah. I mean,
you got this way of wrapping me around. You got this way of wrapping me around. Round your finger. Around your fingertips, and I just linger, yeah, trying to get a grip.
You're flowing in my veins, you live inside my brain. Rent free, tempt me, but no longer will I play your games. I wanna let it flow, I wanna let you go. It's never easy, which you're always so difficult. When I think about it, oh, I'll admit, oh, I don't know when I should quit. Cause I can't make you commit. I'm just trying to make it fit into something it clearly ain't. Had a picture I tried to paint. Didn't wanna feel this constraint. Things we do for love in vain. It's insane.
You got this way of wrapping me around. You got this way of wrapping me around. Your finger, yeah, around your fingertips, and I just linger, yeah, trying to get a grip.
I don't love the way that you love. I don't love the way that you love, cause your love is a drug to me. Your love codependency, get me high, then you say goodbye. Well, your love don't comfort me. Got my anxiety to the nth degree. We ain't meant to be. It's all well, but I can't take a nail. So I'll stay put under your spell. My pride and ego won't let me smell the agony of defeat. Can't let my heart skip a beat, so I rinse, repeat. You keep me tethered, dangling by a thread. I'm in the deep waters and I'm too tired to tread. Yeah, I should be leaving, but I stay wrapped around your finger instead. Misled.
You got this way of wrapping me around.
It's like you
got this way of wrapping me around. Round your finger, yeah, around your fingertips, and I just linger, yeah, trying to get a
According to Statistics Canada's Canadian Income Survey from 2021, 5.8 million Canadians, including 1.4 million children, were food insecure. Taking a closer look at home, last year, the Winnipeg Christmas Cheer Board handed out over 18,000 Christmas hampers. And the need is growing. We've all felt the pinch of food costs and inflation, so this holiday season, it's more important than ever to support our communities. And we have Shauna Bell from the Christmas Cheer Board to tell us how we can help out.
My name is Shauna Bell, and I've been the executive director of the Christmas Cheer Board since 2021. So this is my third Christmas season with Cheer Board.
So you started kind of right in the midst of COVID.
I certainly did. You know, the first year I was working with Kai in 2020, and we had a bunch of things that sort of shut down that almost forced us not to be able to do anything in 2020. And we found a workaround. So we were able to get out gift cards. And then the next year, I really, working with our board, I said to them, we're the cheer board and we give out presents and for families. So gift cards are one thing, but if there's not a gift for those children, well, we got to make that work. So we brought gifts back, which was, to me, essential for our 2021 season.
Of course. And we'll definitely get much more in depth to what that kind of looked like and what we're heading into. But just for starters, what is the Christmas Cheer Board and how long has it been in operations here in Winnipeg?
A bunch of us fondly think of it around here as as Winnipeg's oldest pop-up. So we've been working for 104 years. This is going to be, we started out in 1919. And when I say we, I mean the Cheer Board itself, because some days I feel like I've been here since 1919, but mostly it's just the organization. Though we do have some very, very long-serving volunteers who have been here for quite some time. So the Cheer Board originally started with a bunch of church organizations looking to help support the families, widows and orphans coming out of the First World War. Then that sort of migrated over the years to becoming just a social agency that really helped support individuals, families, really across the city at what can be a very stressful time of the year. And over probably, I'd say, the last 30 years, we've become more of a structured organization. And it was incorporated, I think, in 1982. So I guess that's more than 30 years ago. That's like 45.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, that's absolutely incredible that this organization has been around for over a century now, yeah. But also a little sad to know that we need organizations like this to help people during some of these most difficult times.
Yes.
So you mentioned kind of like a pop-up. So does that mean that you're not in operation year-round?
I am the only year-round employee with the Cheer Board. The rest of our folks come in October, and then they're here with us until early January. The planning and the trying to find a new location, which seems to be kind of our cross to bear over the last few years, is something that I look after in the off-season, And then during the full season, we have upwards four other term staff, but then we have upwards of 300 to 350 volunteers that are on site too.
When we're looking at, you're mentioning getting hampers and everything ready at this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the biggest challenges families are facing right now as we're kind of readjusting during the pandemic? So maybe let's go a little bit deeper. Like, what were things like? You were mentioning that you could only really hand out gift cards and you tried really, really hard to get those gifts. Kind of what was that shift and change that you saw during COVID versus now, though? Like, it's still kind of there. It's not as big of a concern as initially was back in the height at 2021.
Thinking back on 2021 and just the extra steps that we needed to go get into just to make things happen that year, it was tough. It was very, very difficult because, first of all, there was all the protective measures that were in place and ensuring people coming into our facility were masked and that everyone was safe on site. You know, I'm going to tell you that first year that I was on board in 2021, it went as smoothly as we could have hoped it to go in such a rocky year. But then coming into 2022 last year, when the masks came off and things started operating a little bit more like they used to, then we noticed that a lot of people were getting sick. It was kind of a bit of a disastrous season for us last year with so many of our own team falling ill. And my mantra is that if you're sick, you stay home. We don't need more people sick and we don't need them coming out of the building and taking that and sharing that with their family and what might be some vulnerable folks.
Exactly.
So we had a tough time last year, but we persevered. And we managed to get over 18,000 hampers out the door, which was our largest number in recent history. I say that because we have a more accurate way of actually accounting for each and every hamper that makes its way out the door now. So that was kind of one of the big steps we took in the second year of COVID was automating a few more things so we could track statistics and get a better understanding of how we were serving folks and who we were serving. It's been a bit of a... There's been a lot of change here, but it's all been changed for the good to sort of bring us along and keep us up to date with some of the technologies that are in place and have been in place for a while. But
as a nonprofit, sometimes things take a little bit longer, especially with COVID and everything. It kind of pushed everything really far back. But I think it's really cool that you now have these technologies. You're better to you have a better way of counting and understanding the numbers, because when you have a more accurate count, you can paint a better picture of the needs in the community. It's not just like, oh, this is approximate. It's like, here's a much more concrete number of people we've helped, and give an idea of, hey, this is the number that we're seeing year after year. Like, we need to start making some change.
That's exactly it. You know, I mean, one of the big changes we made a couple of years ago was discontinuing distribution of turkeys and chickens. And, you know, we did that for a number of reasons, Ryan. One of the biggest reasons was cost. I'm not going to lie about that. But also, we started really understanding who our clients were a lot more, and seeing that either folks, because of their nationality, they didn't really have a background in cooking a dinner that involved turkey. So that sort of stripped that off. And then some folks don't have an oven that could accommodate that, don't have the knowledge or the comfort level of cooking a turkey. You know, just there's so many factors that come into play with that. And we thought, you know what, we can do a better job of providing more food in those hampers that extend beyond one meal, than really looking at just giving somebody one meal. Does not keep you in good health for anything longer than one meal. So if we can do a better job of giving people food that can last up to a week for them, I think we're servicing them more appropriately. And, you know, I mean, there's not always going to be folks. I look at it this way. We're not going to get it 100% right ever, but we're going to try and do the best for the majority that we can.
De vir pra avenida cantar amor, sambar ao som da bateria já começou. É festa, alegria, pandeiro no ar, e essa harmonia a contagia. Vambora que o samba não pode parar. Deixe o coração livre para sonhar. É festa, alegria, pandeiro no ar, e essa harmonia a contagia. Vambora que o samba não pode parar. Amor, vem, vem para o meio do salão. Vem se acabar na multidão. Cantar amor, sambar ao som da bateria já começou. É festa, alegria, pandeiro no ar, e essa harmonia a contagia. Vambora que o samba não pode parar. Deixe o coração livre para sonhar. É festa, alegria, pandeiro no ar, e essa harmonia a contagia. Vambora que o samba não pode parar. Amor, vem, vem para o meio do salão. Se acabar na multidão. Ei, seu é carnaval, eu vou me acabar. É carnaval, vamos dançar. É carnaval, eu vou me acabar. É carnaval, vamos dançar.
Hace tiempo lo notábamos los dos y quizá tocaba que en Samaná afuera donde nos confesáramos que nos queríamos y nos sentíamos cada vez más cerca.
Yeah. is like a dance. You gotta dance in a way that is very clear. No complication. If you complicate it, everything is gonna be complicated. Take it down.
It's a learning experience, taking those opportunities. As you mentioned, you never know what sort of background of the people who need these foods are. So like I know other organizations who are trying to help out, you know, they moved away from Christmas hams to aid either Jewish families or Muslim families so that more people can be included. It's really cool to see that you're also taking those steps to ensure that those who need aid over the Christmas season can get it.
Inclusion is a huge piece of how we're sort of trying to keep up. Last year, just being on the front lines, I had family approach and they came to get their hamper and they said, "Is it halal?" And I said, "No, unfortunately, it's not." And realized that these are areas that we need to be respectful of people. And that includes folks with, if they've got dietary restrictions or allergies, we have to realize it's not a one size fits all. And so we've really been working hard on that because we are in the pantry items, the dry goods area. We can't provide stuff with any sort of limited shelf life. So we look at gift cards as an option where we can't meet them with their needs. So at least it helps support them in some way.
As we're kind of looking ahead into this holiday season, and I know it's a little early now, but what sort of numbers are you anticipating? Last year you said you had 18,000 hampers. Is that kind of like the number that we're going to be looking at this year? Or is it going to increase as, you know, we've seen like I felt it every time I go to the grocery store. You look at prices and you're like, hey, this is like $5 more than it was at the beginning of the pandemic.
I look at where we were at with the cost of groceries last year and even the year before. Well, not so going back to 2019 now. Is it that far back? Yes, it was. So going that far back, I believe we're at a 25% increase in the cost of product. That's significant. And especially when you look at most services that people rely on have not increased, whether it be their wages, whether it be the supports, the income supports that they receive, those haven't increased. So, you know, you're looking at a very heavy weight to bear for families and individuals who are living below and sometimes not even below, above the poverty level now too. It's a struggle. And like you said, if you're giving pause when you're in the store to think about whether you need whatever it is on your list, think about the folks who have to make a really tough decision about whether they're buying food for their table or whether they're paying a rent bill or a heat bill. It's an impossible situation to put people in.
It's always important. And that's why I think having conversations like this right now are great to bring awareness. Because for some people, they see it, you're like, you mentioned taking that pause, you see an item, you're like, what? This is crazy. I guess I'll wait till there's a deal or something to buy meat this week or something like that. If you're kind of in a well-off place and you are generally don't have to be too concerned, if those are the questions you're having, as you mentioned, for people, like, you're like, well, guess this is no food this day, sort of. Like, that is just, I think just our current situation that we're seeing kind of globally is frightening, to be honest. And at times like this, it's more important than ever to come together, to work together as a community, to support each other. So you're mentioning pantry items and other non-perishables. What are, in terms of people who want to donate, who have the resources to give this season, what are items that the cheer board is looking for? Whether that's food items or, as you mentioned, gifts and things for kids and families?
You know, some of the big items that we always look for is rice, pasta. We try and provide a little bit of a treat for the kids too. So, well, even the adults like cookies as well too, let's be honest. But, you know, we try and make it as fulsome as possible. So if there's canned tuna or even some, I'm just trying to think of some soups that we can add on to the hampers. We try and look at manageable sizes of these packages because it's very generous when people look to giving us a 20-pound bag of rice, but unfortunately that does not fit into a box. So then, and we can't open it up and divvy it up. So we end up giving those items out to large families. So I always say, you know, if you're looking at the 1 kilogram average, that's fantastic for anything like that. And then also I think a couple really important staples are flour and sugar, although sugar is very hard to come by right now.
Yeah, so. I just saw that in the news that here in Manitoba, we're at a sugar shortage.
It is. And, you know, we got our sugar. I'm going to go a little off topic here, but I ordered everything back in June for our groceries. And I was told in October that the half of our sugar wasn't coming. So that was devastating for us because we like to include that in the hamper. And there's just no end in sight for it. So unfortunately, that's kind of a reality we have to face this year. But in terms of gifts for the children, it's always that 10 to 14 year age group that's the most challenging for us to find gifts for.
I remember being that age.
Right? What did you want? Nothing that your parents gave you. That's what you wanted. And so it's so, like, I look at gift cards as being something that we can get to the kids and then they can pick what they want, especially gift cards for like chapters or, you know, even I'm just trying to think of some of the other things. We encourage board games and any kind of science activities. Those are huge. And then, you know, I mean, the gals like tend to like gift cards for Claire's and all that kind of stuff. So anything that you can get that really sort of speaks to that preteen, teen sort of age grouping is really sort of where we find our biggest challenge.
This could be a great opportunity for families with kids within that age to start having those conversations, get them involved to be like, hey, what would you like? What do you think someone within the community would like as well? So like, it's a great opportunity to have those conversations with your children very early on.
Yes. Yeah. You know, and getting kids involved is a huge side of things for us too. We have schools that come in and pack hampers. Actually, our first one started last Friday and they just, it's an opportunity and an education on what's actually going on behind the scenes, because people are often fascinated when we pull the curtain back and let everybody see what's actually, what our operation looks like. It doesn't sound very big until you walk in the building and then you go, wow, that's pretty significant. And it disappears within 2 months' time. So the kids, bringing them on site and having them pack, it really turns the light on for them about what happens and how great the need is out there as well.
People can help out by giving food donations. They can help out by giving monetary donations. What are some ways they can help in terms of time? What are some things that you're looking at for volunteers?
Mm-hmm. We're going to start opening up for delivery on December 8th this year. And that's a great opportunity. We're probably going to be seeing about 10,000 hampers that'll need to go out the door and be delivered to families in need and individuals in need. So I encourage and would love to see as many people come through the door and help us get those deliveries out, because it's a tight 2 week turn to get that out the door, and every single pair of hands that come through end up being very helpful to us. So that's where I would see the biggest benefit.
The importance of it, like your team that's behind you already working away, getting hampers and everything ready.
That's right. You know, it takes a huge team to do this. And I'm very lucky in the fact that I've got some very dedicated volunteers who, when we unfortunately had to leave the building we were in last season, they jumped to action and got us moved, packed, moved out the door and into this new location within a short period of time. Nothing happens here without the action of volunteers and really the community as a whole.
So where can people go if they want to either become a volunteer or give those donations, monetary or food items?
They can visit us at christmascheerboard.ca on the web. We accept donations via e-transfer, credit card, phone. We still accept good old-fashioned mail coming through the door. And also, speaking of coming through the door, people are welcome to drop by and just come and see what's going on here and make a donation if they so choose. So that's a great way for folks to help out.
This is African Black Music. Black.
Now that gon' hurt everything plus the shirt. Yeah. We stepping on your neck. We moving on the left. Now the right. Everything that's in sight. Morning, noon, and night. Y'all should believe the hype. Mama warned you about my type. Yeah. We laying more than pipe. We playing with your life. And our woes and their corporate status. Absolutely broke while they live in lavish. Yeah. The other half done, those below the average. The ones they calling savage cause it's hard to manage. The devil's lettuce eating sardines and cabbage. And they dropping bombs while they causing damage. A better world, son, it's hard to fathom. It slowly slips away what you can't imagine.
Try to get in the way. Maintain for my guys, it's stressing, but I'll never let any show on my face. She wanna follow and go to my place. I had to bust in my way in this game, you know. I'm running, 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 running it all. For all of the days I was down for the count, I'm running, 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 running it all. Stacking this cash, I ain't here for the clout. I'm running, 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 running it all. If it ain't about rest, I can't be with you now. Each track here running up this amount. Can't even believe they was counting me out. If you ain't heard by me by now, this Mad Mac cooking up life from the race. Just got back, I was copping some trees. Got family to feed, still got me some bread. Got a couple of redmans hating on me. Told them hit on they babe instead. Still got that fine from RCMP. Talk about man, I paid him yet. Just went and took your Bella to Bella Lake. She was amazed. Told my ex this one got a better taste. Threesome engaged. Why you tryna fake like you know me? Tryna side change my ways. I put beans down on the MAP. They know GH to the place. Yo, eyes red, so she blaming me. She wanna celebrate, stay with me. Going wild for them times we couldn't. I tell little baby to come and be free. If I don't know you might dip when I leave, I'm back to the cheese with a pack of the D's. Don't get what I want and I need. Stuck in motion, gotta duck the police. I was still waiting and waiting, I finally made it. I'm seeing some better days. No, I'm not violent, but we'll start a riot if anybody try to get in the way. Maintain for my guys, it's stressing, but I'll never let any show on my face. She wanna follow and go to my place. I had to bust in my way in this game. you know. I'm running, 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 running it all. For all of the days I was down for the count, I'm running, 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 running it all. Stacking this cash, I ain't here for the clout. I'm running, 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 running it all. If it ain't about rust, I can't be with you now. East side kid running up this amount. Can't even believe they was counting me out.
Came from the ground, no falling, yeah. Couldn't tell me how to stop it. Yo, I take my life out of boxes. Steady moving like we locked in. Still remember all the times at the bottom. Never had a nice thing, so I went and got them. Used to make the green coming off of the robin. Now I'm on the fast track, no problem. You always counting me out, now you calling. I can't believe I was down with the toxins. Matt called me up, he was like, yeah, we got it. I was like, damn, let's get popping. You cannot hide shit from me. I got the passion, I've been on the lead. Move like a dog, but I don't got a leash. We in the movement, just come and believe, yeah. It's all a part of the lifestyle. You ain't see it back then, how about right now? Why you calling me out, put a price down. Lights out when I bite down, bet on my style. I'm steady taking out all the pythons. Bet on myself, bring the fire, yeah, then we drive on. Run it up, we been running through all of the pylons. I just want the love, man, show them how we ride on.
I'm still waiting and waiting, I finally made it. I'm seeing some better days. No, I'm not violent, but we'll start a riot if anybody try to get in the way. Maintain for my guys, destruction, but I'm never letting it show on my face. You wanna follow and go to my place. I had to bust in my way in this game, you know. I'm running, 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 running it all. For all of the days I was down for the count, I'm running, 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 running it all. Stacking this cash, I ain't here for the clout. I'm running, 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 running it all. If it ain't about rest, I can't be with you now. East side kid running up this amount. Can't even believe they was counting me out.
I'm not your little trophy. I'm not your prize to be won. All my work for all your fun. Oh, oh, I'm not your badge of honor. I'm not your accolade. Not a soul for you to save.
To the forest, I'm knocking on wood. Just because we want to doesn't mean that you should. You think you've got my whole world, but nothing gold can stay. Lose your grip and all the stars will fade to gray. I'm going away. Before it all
oh.
Well, Shauna, absolute pleasure. Thank you for taking the time to chat with me. I wanted to just end on one little thing, talking about advocacy. When we're you're mentioning the kids coming in, you know, they see what's happening behind the scenes, well as the need. And as we're looking at whether that's houselessness, food insecurity, you know, these numbers are increasing year over year. And now we have a new government in place. What are some things people should be thinking about in terms of advocacy? Are these sort of conversations that are happening of people sitting around packing hampers, or is the cheer board in communications at all with the city of Winnipeg or the provincial government about these certain topics?
We haven't had an opportunity to talk to the new government as of yet. And, you know, I mean, typically those things are better served for us in the year after our campaign, because it's such a busy time right now. But just thinking about a living wage and people being able to actually survive on what they're drawing for an income is such a huge thing. I really feel that there's not enough supports in place for folks who are either experiencing homelessness, if they, you know, any abuse circumstances, mental health issues. These are things that I am very hopeful that there will be more programs that will help support them over the next few years, because I think that's really, especially having come out of COVID, there's been a lot of light shone on some of the vulnerabilities. And I think we really need to work hard to sew that up. I'd like to see a day when there isn't a need for the cheer board. I don't think that's going to happen anytime super soon. But, you know, I mean, that's kind of what we work towards is a time when people don't need us anymore.
Yeah, it's that goal. So I guess from what you're saying is, you know, this year, let's get ready. Let's get those donations out. Let's start handing out those hampers, helping out people. And then once the season has kind of come to a close, then it's an opportunity to start opening up that dialogue.
It is. And we can actually do a better job of pulling our data and talking about who our recipients are and how we're serving them. And we're also actually surveying our recipients this year. We started small last year and we're doing it again because we want to see what their needs are and how we can sort of adapt and adjust what we're doing to better accommodate people. So I think, you know, it's a three-prong effort. It's not just us. It's not just the government, but the community has to get involved and has to come to action on this too.
Yeah, it's everyone. And you know what? Let's keep inspiring people. Let's get people down. Let's get people excited to help out their community.
I always love it at this time of year because, Ryan, I'm telling you, there's nothing like walking into the warehouse and seeing all the people who are just so happy to be here, but also just looking forward to doing good things. If we took that energy and harnessed it all year long, could think about how just the level of amazing work that we could do here to help folks who need us.
Absolutely. Thank you again. It's a pleasure.
Thank you. This is wonderful. I appreciate the opportunity.
Hey, thanks for listening. Make sure you tune in every Tuesday for more stories from your community with UTalk. I'm Ryan Funk. This was UTalk. And have yourself a good one.
windows down in the parking lot. Sweatpants, ponytails, shit you smoke too strong. Watching the lights turn at the intersection. Talking about your boyfriend's imperfections. Ooh, can't go back to your mama's house, you independent. You got so much time, but don't know how to spend it. Why you never satisfied with what you're getting? Ooh, I kinda wanna love somebody, but I can't love myself. I wish that I could love somebody like you love everybody else. I kinda wanna love somebody, but I can't love myself. I wish that I could love somebody like you love everybody else. Wait a minute. Lately I've been feeling like I'm losing my grip. I was really out here doing my shit. All these mood swings give me motion sickness. So wait a minute. Lately I've been feeling like I'm losing my grip. I was really out here doing my shit. All these mood swings give me motion sickness. So
I wish that I could.